Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's been news all day. What a blast. This has been a lot of fun.
Fun for me.
We still have two more segments.
What about you? I'm having a great time.
I don't want to put the show out to pasture yet, but it's been great. We've talked about so many great things, and we've had some big-time guests with us today, too. Dustin DePirak from the Indianapolis Star. I don't know why I can't say Indianapolis Star today, but he's their Pacers beat reporter. He gave us a great breakdown.
Indy Star.
The Indy Star.
That's all you need.
Yeah, the Indy Star. Yeah. Who was the... Oh, why am I forgetting? Bob Kravitz.
Yeah.
You know Bob at all?
Long time.
Yeah. You know, when he was here, was he at the press?
Don't know.
I can't remember if he was at the press when he was here or was at the Plain Dealer. And when this station used to be a rock station in the late 80s, I was an intern, and it was 92Q at the time.
Okay.
And our morning show at the time, Tom Kent, rest his soul, TK, there was a show called TK and the Bear that was on here. And Kravitz was like one of the first columnists that I ever heard do a radio bit. And they brought him on and they were like, if you like Bob Kravitz in the paper, you'll love him
you
on the radio. And then we watched him kind of, you know, take off. And
yeah.
He was like one of the early columnists that kind of got it from a multimedia standpoint. Good guy, a lot of fun. I'll never forget working with him. I don't even know where I was. Oh, you said Indy Star. That's right.
Dustin.
Yeah. So, Dustin, so we had that interview today at 11. And then at 1 o'clock, Dan Devine joined us from Yahoo Sports. He's their NBA senior writer. What'd you think about what he had to say? Both those guys had a lot to say. I will say that.
Yeah, I think they're painting the series the way you and I see it, Andy, which is it's going to be a struggle. Like, I don't see this being quick.
I don't want it. I want it to be like Miami. I mean,
of course
you
do.
I'm dying for that because I want all the naysayers to be like, oh, I guess I was wrong about the Cavaliers.
I saw the broom in the corner over there. I know you're trying to. It's not even subliminal.
I got news. My wife will tell you. I don't know what a broom is. So.
But I think they see it the way we do, in that it's going to be a matchup of the coaches, right? You know, here's my move. What's yours? I think home court, obviously, it's always important. That goes without saying. Cavs need to get off to a good start. I brought up with Dan, I brought up T.J. McConnell because – boy, he is an annoyance. That guy is just a pest. And has he made a career for himself in the NBA? I can remember one national writer saying to me years ago that they felt T.J. McConnell was the worst player in the NBA. And I kind of looked at him like,
wow.
Okay, first of all, I think you're wrong because I saw him play at Arizona, and he's a competent player, and he's improved. And I agree with Dan too. It's like uncanny the way he finds his way into the lane. He's just got a good knack for playing. I think much like Ty Jerome.
I was going to say, isn't Ty Jerome for everybody else?
Same kind of
thing?
Guy. Yeah. Kind of stays within himself, knows his abilities, knows his liabilities, knows what he does best, fits within the team scheme really well, plays defense, well enough. But with Ty Jerome, I don't think what people appreciate about him is he's a big dude. He's a lot bigger than you realize. He can go out there and he can guard bigger guards than him only because he's got the size and he's been terrific all year. I don't have to say that to Cavs fans. He's been
But now the rest of the league gets to see it.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they may have got bits and pieces of it, but what he did against Miami was unbelievable.
Well, and to Dan's point, too, they're finally going to get to see the Pacers, a team that is rarely on national television. So I like that from that standpoint. Two very similar markets with a little bit of a basketball history to both of them.
The other thing that started off strong, because they didn't lose when he first got here, and kind of was a storyline, but it's kind of been an underlying storyline, is DeAndre Hunter. And we just... this is a series where I think his impact, where they say, first of all, the games during the regular season, the early games sort of mattered and the late games didn't mean anything. They were garbage games.
Right.
So, and I'm just wondering, what DeAndre Hunter's impact is going to be in this series. We spent a lot of time worrying about Evan and Jared or Darius and Donovan, but I'm curious what kind of an impact Hunter's going to have in this series and how big of a move it was, because I think now is when you pay all the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Evidence from the trade.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know if Kenny will put him on Haliburton, but I think it's one of the options that he's got, right? We've been screaming for years here about the need for a wing forward, a two-way wing, and so now they finally got it in the games that matter most. So I think you're going to see a lot of DeAndre Hunter.
I think the other storyline that is there that we don't really dive into too much is the ability to put together a championship team or a team that can contend for a championship without LeBron James, and how important it is to the organization. I think it's bigger to the organization than it is to the fans or anybody else. But you've got to believe in independence. They're sitting out there going, we can do that. And they've done it since the day LeBron walked out the door twice, tried to rebuild this thing. Yeah. And by the way, even if LeBron wouldn't have come back, I don't know if they would have won a championship, but they were trying to do the best job possible. Because, I mean, Dan Gilbert doesn't sit.
And it's been a source of pride this year, I think, in these guys and wanting to do it without him. I think we're on the same brainwave here, Andy, in that Donovan Mitchell, this is when your superstars have to step up. You saw that moment in game two.
Right.
I mean, he carried them down the stretch of that game, and he's going to have to do it again because it's only going to get bigger. Let's go to look what Jalen Brunson did last night for the Knicks. That's what superstars do, and that's the moment.
But I also think the part about Garland's game that is the most impressive is that he's learned to do it since Kenny came in. That just seems like there aren't two or three guys trying to fight over the ball anymore.
No, that's true.
And when he decided that his shot, that the number of shots he was going to take was going to be lowered a little bit, everybody benefited. And when the opportunity's there for him to be the superstar, it's there.
Darius, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's also...
Well, both those guys in some ways.
Well, that's what I was going to mention was that I think that's got a lot to do with Donovan empowering and making Darius feel comfortable in that role. Like, right? He heard all summer what we all did, which was, oh, let's trade Garland because you can't, you know, there's only one basketball out there and you can't have both these guys. Kenny Atkinson has figured out the way for both of them to play together, but it's also been incumbent on both of those guys learning how to play with each other, and they've done that. So, that's huge.
Wasn't that the interview, though? Isn't that how he got the job?
Who, Kenny?
Somebody had to explain to the front office that believed these guys could play together.
100%. Same with having Mobley and Jared Allen out there at the same time. Those were tied together. Yeah. So, and listen, what Kenny Atkinson has done in his first year here is nothing short of remarkable. Granted, he inherited a really good situation. And in Donovan, he's got a guy now who's not worried about where his next move is or what have you. So he's settled.
I don't feel like he came in on third base, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, not at all. No. And well, first of all, he's earned this spot, and he got the short end of the stick and a raw deal in Brooklyn.
Right.
I mean, that was terrible what happened to him. He had the humility to kind of sit back, realize that he maybe needed to learn a little bit more, went out and learned under Steve Kerr for 3 years, and it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, as Mike Brown got another shot, too, doing the same thing.
Absolutely. I think Dan Devine made a good point as well in that, you know, you don't expect Kenny to be overwhelmed by this moment either, because he's got plenty of basketball experience. He's been on plenty of staffs. He's seen plenty of postseasons. He knows about matchups. He knows what he's got to do to get his team ready.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Cavaliers, and we'll do that when we come back here. This show has just absolutely flown by today. If you want to hop in, there's been some folks that have been on the line. We're going to try to get you on to 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps with Tom Withers.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.